Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of the book of Daniel, chapter 12.
We learn here that while it looks like that there will be a resurrection, a one resurrection, because it says here, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. It sounds like as if there is one resurrection for all those that will rise to everlasting life, and at the same time, all those that will rise to everlasting contempt. But beloved brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches us that there is no one single resurrection, because there will be more than one resurrection. In fact, there are two resurrections. There will be a period of time that will divide between the sun that will rise to an everlasting life, and the rest of them, the others, that will rise to everlasting shame and contempt. Now, while it sounds like from verse 2 here that there is only one resurrection, but the scripture teaches us that there are two resurrections. One of them is called the resurrection of life, and the other one is called the resurrection of everlasting contempt. Just wanted to mention that the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah himself, said, John chapter 5, there we read in verse 28 and 29 the words of the Lord. Listen to this. John 5 verse 28 and 29, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now again, you can see that the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, distinguish between those that will rise into the resurrection of life and those that will rise in the resurrection of damnation. We don't know how much time is passed between the two from these two passages, but if we look at the additional revelation that we have in Scripture, it was the Lord himself, through his angel, that gave this information to Apostle John on the island of Patmos. In Revelation chapter 20, we do read, it is very interesting, all the way from verse 1 to verse 6, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him, listen, for 1,000 years. These 1,000 years is 1,000 years of the Messianic kingdom. This is how long the Messianic kingdom will be, for 1,000 years. We continue in verse 3. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and they had not worshipped the beast, neither the image, neither they received his mark upon their forehead, or in their hand, and they lived and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And notice it says in verse 5 and 6, but the rest of the dead did not live until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6, blessed and holy is he that has part of the first resurrection, for such the second death, which ultimately will lead to eternal death, has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. So, beloved brothers and sisters, the unbelievers, the unregenerated ones, they will not be resurrected at the first resurrection. They will be raised after the 1,000 years of the Messianic age will come to fruition. And so we learn from Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2, along with John chapter 5 and verses 28 and 29, and along with Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 and 5, that there will be in at least 1,000 years between the first resurrection of only believers and the second resurrection of only unbelievers. And so we learn here from this verse, and many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So there will be at least 1,000 years between the first resurrection, which is the resurrection of everlasting life, and the second resurrection, and this is the resurrection to shame and to everlasting contempt, which will be divided by at least 1,000 years between the two. Now, another important thing that we want to learn here, that there will be two groups among the people of Israel who will rise and will join the Israel that will survive the tribulation, and when they will rise, they will join Israel, and then all Israel will enjoy the kingdom together. The Old Testament saints of Israel, which will be raised, the tribulation saints of Israel, which will be raised, and the living people of Israel, which will be surviving the tribulation, they will all co-reign and rule with the Messiah for 1,000 years. After the resurrection, that is called the first resurrection. And so as we read here, beloved brothers and sisters, how wonderful it is for us to see of these three groups. You remember what we read in verse 1? Thy people shall be delivered. In other words, during the time of trouble, there will be some from Israel who will be delivered by the Lord with the help of Michael the angel, and they will survive the tribulation period and will enter into the kingdom, the 1,000 years kingdom, alive, surviving the tribulation period. That will be the first group. But then we also learn that those of them that slept in the dust of the earth, according to verse 2 of Daniel 12, they will rise. They will be awakened, some to everlasting life. Well, this is the first resurrection. And apparently, according to the prophecy of Isaiah, we have the promise that the Lord will raise the saints of Israel from days of old. He will raise them to enter into the Messianic kingdom and to rule and reign and enjoy the promised kingdom. We do read in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. So Isaiah was speaking about a future resurrection, bodily resurrection of these Jewish people, of the people of Israel who died in days of old, and they were believers. They believed in the God of Israel. They will be resurrected in order to enter into the Messianic kingdom. But we also know, beloved brothers and sisters, that there will also be what we call tribulation saints. They will be martyred. They will die during the tribulation period. They are saints. They will also rise in the first resurrection. According to Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4, 5, and 6, we read, and I'm reading, especially notice verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls, listen to that, the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua, the witness of Jesus. This is verse 4. And for the word of God, and which had not listened, they have not worshipped the beast, neither his image. Neither had they received a mark upon their forehead or in their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now notice that they were dead, because John sees their souls, and their souls have been taken to heaven, but their body went to the grave. Why? Because they were beheaded. The Antichrist and his army, the wickedness of these revived Roman Empire headed by the Antichrist, the first beast of Revelation chapter 13, and they beheaded these godly Jewish people during the tribulation period, so they died. But yet the Lord said that they will rise and they will worship him, because they refuse to worship the beast and his image. And they will live and reign for 1,000 years with the Messiah during the Messianic kingdom. Well, in order that they will reign with him, after their head were beheaded, they were in the grave, in the tomb. They needed to be resurrected. So what we learn here, beloved brothers and sisters, from these verse 2, that there will be these three groups who will enjoy and will enter into the Messianic kingdom, headed up by the Messiah himself, who will rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And these three groups will be those Israel who survived the tribulation alive. They will enter into the Messianic kingdom. The saints of Israel that have died in the history of Israel, they will rise according to Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19, but also according to Revelation 20 verses 4, 5, and 6, Israel, the Jewish people, the saints who died during the tribulation, they will also rise. And together, all Israel shall be saved and ultimately be blessed in that wonderful place that will be given to them, finally, once and for all, for the Messianic kingdom, where all the promises of the Lord will be truly fulfilled to the letter. But then, beloved brothers and sisters, what we again, I would like to emphasize in our study of Daniel chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, I like to emphasize the fact that all together, Israel will enjoy the full promises of God. But you will notice that the Old Testament Jews, the Old Testament Israel, people like David and like Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they will be the Old Testament saints that will rise during the end of the tribulation to enter into the Messianic kingdom. They will rise and they will enjoy to be with their people and also with the Messiah himself. In Jeremiah chapter 30, we read concerning David. It says in verse 8, "For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck," this is the Antichrist, "and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, of Israel, and they shall serve the Lord and their God, and listen, David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. God graciously will raise King David from the grave, and he will rule and reign under King Messiah over the people of Israel in the Messianic kingdom. What a day that will be when David, as well as all the Old Testament saints of the people of Israel, as well as the tribulation saints, will all rise and reign with the Messiah for that 1,000 years long. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 27 and verse 28, we read, Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? In other words, what will you give us? Because we have been so faithful, Peter is saying. But Yeshua said to him, Listen to this verse, beloved brothers and sisters. Listen to this very, very interesting verse we do read in verse 28. And Yeshua said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, in the new age, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also, listen, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the promise that the apostles will be there on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The apostles themselves will rule over the nation of Israel, even though they were the one that was part of the church that began the assembly, the church, but they will also rule over the nation of Israel, over the 12 tribes of Israel. In the same Gospel of Matthew, we do read concerning Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In verse 11, we read of Matthew 8, And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, and with Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven. Notice that in the kingdom of heaven. Many will come, and they will sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will sit in the future day in that kingdom with King Messiah, our Lord Yeshua himself. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, these passages are so fascinating. We learn that the first resurrection is the resurrection that will be happening in order. There will be an orderly fashion in which this first resurrection will happen. And the order will be, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read the Apostle Paul instructed the believers there, and he said to them, notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20, you remember what we read? Now is Christ risen from the dead, and he become, listen, the first fruit of them that slept. The first one that will rise in the order of resurrection will be the Lord Jesus the Messiah in the first resurrection, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20. And surely he rose already, according to Matthew chapter 28. He rose from among the dead. The Apostle Paul continued to mention in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21, 22, and 23, and he says, listen to this. For since by one man death came, by one man came also the resurrection of the dead. For if in Adam all died, even so in Messiah shall all be made alive. But every man, listen to this, every man in his own order. Christ, the Messiah, the first fruit, and then afterward, they that belong to Christ and the Messiah at his coming. Again, you notice that there is an order. Every man in his own order. Christ, the Messiah, is the first fruit, and afterward they that belong to him at his coming. So, beloved brothers and sisters, we learn from this passage that there will be also an order in the resurrection. In the first resurrection, the resurrection of the righteous, there will be an orderly fashion. First, the Messiah, who already rose from among the dead some 2,000 years ago. Then there will be the saints of the assembly of the church. They will be resurrected at the rapture. And according to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52, we read, listen to this. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. He emphasizes the very same thing also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. So there will be the resurrection of the church saints, which will occur before the tribulation will begin, because the church is a heavenly company. The church is not Israel. The church will be resurrected. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And so, in the order of the resurrection of the righteous one, of the first resurrection, Yeshua the Messiah rose 2,000 years ago. The church saints will rise and be raptured exactly when the Lord will come to meet them in the cloud to be taken out of here. But here in the context, here we have Israel, who will rise at the end of the tribulation in order to enter into the Messianic kingdom. And how wonderful to see that David will rise, Abraham will rise, the apostles will rise, all those that belong to the Lord will rise and will enter into the Messianic kingdom. So we have to distinguish between the first resurrection and the second resurrection. The resurrection of life and resurrection of death. The resurrection which lead one into everlasting life. The resurrection which lead others into the resurrection, into judgment. And there is 1,000 years different in time between the first resurrection and the second resurrection, or the last resurrection. This is the resurrection unto death. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, while verses 1 and 2 of Daniel chapter 12 speak volume, the angel continued to say to Daniel in verse 3, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." In Hebrew, le'olam va'ed. In other words, the godly, who will ultimately will be raised at the first resurrection, while they will be living during the tribulation period, they will be godly. They will be wise. They will shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they will turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. In other words, speaking about Daniel's people, the Jewish people, the people of Israel, the godly who will rise later on at the end of the tribulation, but yet during the tribulation they will shine. They will live for God with all the trials that they will experience, but they will be shining as the brightness of the firmament. Their reflection of the Shekhinah, of the glory of God, will be reflected in their behavior during the tribulation period. Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful truth to learn. And how thankful ought we to know that there is a day of resurrection. And so many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awake, some to everlasting life, and the others to shame and to everlasting contempt. But until that day, beloved brothers and sisters, for us who belong to the assembly, the church, the ecclesia, those true believers, we are waiting for the rapture of the church, where the Messiah, Jesus, will come to meet his heavenly company in the air. Then the dead of Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is the next order in the first resurrection. The Messiah rose already 2,000 years ago. The church saints, the assembly saints, will rise at the rapture of the church. And then in the order of the future day, Israel, the nation, the Jewish people of the olden days, they will rise and enter into the kingdom. And also the tribulation saints who will die during the tribulation, they will rise and enter into the Messianic kingdom to reign with their brethren for 1,000 years. But until then, they that shall be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as stars forever and ever. Well, beloved brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless His word and encourage our hearts to understand the plan that God has for the nation of Israel in the future day and for the whole world in the coming days of the second coming of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah. Well, until the next time, God bless you. Dear friends, we say Shalom, Shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.